Live from Washington, D.C.
This is my right.
Jay Sekulow Live.
Right given by God.
Phone lines are open for your questions right now.
Live a free life.
Call 1-800-684-3110.
Live in freedom.
That's 1-800-684-3110.
Talking about freedom.
And now, your host, Jordan Sekulow.
I will fight for the right to live in freedom.
Hey, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live. This is Jordan Sekulow. We're taking your phone calls. 1-800-684-3110 is the number if you want to speak with us. Again, 1-800-684-3110. A lot to talk about with grassroots lobbying reform. Folks, we're getting close to 200,000 names on our petition. We're over 190,000. A lot to report on that. Some great news, still great news coming out of Washington, D.C. But the fight continues. Until this is over and done with, we don't want to hold back anything. We still want to work on getting to that 200,000 number. We need you to join with us and call our toll-free number. Join that petition of protest, 877-989-2255. Again, it's 877-989-2255. 2255. You can also go to ACLJ.org. That's ACLJ.org and sign the petition of protest online. I want to go right to Drew Ryan, the ACLJ's Director of Governmental Affairs, because Drew, a lot has happened today. We told people on the program earlier in the week that today the Rules Committee hearing would happen and then maybe the legislation would be introduced, and there's some breaking news to discuss in regards to grassroots lobbying reform.
That's right, Jordan. Just to give our listeners kind of a timeline of what's going to go on today, at 10 a.m. this morning, all the amendments that were going to be offered before the Rules Committee had to be in. At 3 p.m. this afternoon, in 3 hours, the Rules Committee decides which amendments will be considered on the floor. I've just heard some great news from some leadership staff on the House side that Marty Meehan did not offer his grassroots amendment to be considered on the floor in amendment form. So that is a good victory. But until the Rules Committee gets done at 3 p.m., we don't know if there's going to be any grassroots language in it. So we're going to keep fighting. I mean, this morning we had Nathaniel Bennett. He was out on the Hill meeting with various House offices and dropping off the petition. So we're still working it hard. We're not taking anything for granted.
Yeah, let me go to Than. Than, and he's our Deputy Director of Governmental Affairs in Washington. We talk about this, though Congressman Meehan has not introduced this today, it doesn't look like. Others could do it. This could be some kind of play to try to take away attention from him. A lot of people have questioned the fact that he is resigning. So we don't want to give up any of the momentum we've got now with victory after victory against this legislation on both sides, coming from the left and the right. And Than, we don't want to stop until this is over and done with and we're finished and comfortable that this isn't going to come up again anytime soon.
Yeah, you're right, Jordan. I mean, Mr. Meehan has been carrying the water for the Democrats on this. But as you mentioned, he is leaving Congress. The Rules Committee is ultimately in charge of determining which amendments will be considered tomorrow, Friday, Saturday, we're not quite sure, on the floor. So it actually would make some sense for him to step aside and for someone else to put it forward if they were going to decide to do that. So like Drew mentioned, we have been continuing to keep the pressure on the committee members. Last week we focused on the Judiciary Committee. This week we've shifted our attention to the Rules Committee. Should they decide to allow for an amendment, we're going to ask our members and the people that agree with the legal analysis that ACLJ has done to vote against the rule so that they can't even move to consideration of the bill. I think they know that that would be a fight that we would likely win. So I think we've done a great job on this.
And folks, let me tell you about this legislation. We have done a great job. We've had an outpouring of support from you folks, and we are so excited about that. We want you to keep joining. So if you've joined, we want your friends and family to join our petition and protest as well. We're over 190,000 names. Folks, congressmen have mentioned this. They've talked about the fact that so many organizations have gotten involved in this issue with hundreds of thousands of petitions and names and calls into their offices and different congressional members' offices. That is why we continue to do this program every day to keep you updated on what's going on in Washington. When we get back from this next break, we'll get a live update again from Drew on what else is going on. We're also going to get an ACLJ legal update from the field from Jeff Surtees, but I've got to encourage you folks, we need you to join with us today on our petition of protest. We've got to get to that 200,000. We want to keep fighting until we know this is over and done with. Remember, this is legislation that gives $50,000 fines to individuals who work for grassroots organizations like the ACLJ, like so many of the programs and groups that you listen to on Christian radio and Christian television. Join with us. Sign our petition of protest, 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. You can also go to ACLJ.org and sign up online.
On Capitol Hill, the fight intensifies to protect the free speech rights of churches and nonprofit organizations. Thanks to you, we were successful at eliminating troubling language in a Senate bill that would have silenced churches and nonprofits. But now, we need your help again. There's a dangerous bill making headway in the House, a bill that must be rejected. A measure now under consideration in the House redefines lobbyists, a measure that ultimately would penalize churches and nonprofit organizations. That's right, Christian organizations would face a very troubling choice under this legislation. They would either have to subject themselves to new and intrusive government regulation that's complicated and expensive, or stop speaking out. Stand with the American Center for Law and Justice and make sure this disturbing measure is rejected. This legislation will suppress Christians, silence churches, and stifle Christian organizations. Call now 1-877-989-2255, 1-877-989-2255, or add your name online at aclj.org. Regent University's School of Law, uniquely positioned, integrating the study of law with biblical principles. At Regent Law School, the study of law is more than just a profession, it's a calling. Jay Sekulo, Chief Counsel of the American Center for Law and Justice.
Regent's motto is training Christian leaders to change the world. And right now, in our nation and really globally, lawyers are at the forefront of global change. And Christian lawyers need to be leading that front.
Jay teaches at Regent Law School, where students receive an exceptional legal education.
The common bond of the students at Regent University is the commitment to academic excellence and being taught from a Christian perspective. We have a wide diversity of students with a wide representation of Christian denominations, and I think that's what makes a school great.
If you're considering a career in the law, consider Regent Law School today. The time to apply, right now. Call toll-free at 1-877-267-5072. There's also more information online at regent.edu/law. Regent Law School, training Christian lawyers to change the world.
This is my right, a right given by God.
Hey, welcome back to Jay Sekulo Live. It's Jordan Sekulo. Our number, 1-800-684-3110, if you want to talk to us. A packed-in show today. We have Drew Ryan, the ACLJ's Director of Governmental Affairs, Than Bennett, the Deputy Director of the ACLJ's Governmental Affairs, and Jeff Surtees, an Associate Counsel with the American Center for Law and Justice, to give us a legal update, what's going on to help you with your legal questions on air. 1-800-684-3110 is our number. If you're just joining us, again, folks, we're talking about this so-called grassroots lobbying reform that Congressman Meehan has been introducing, trying to get introduced. Today is the Rules Committee hearing. Now, we had a first victory last week on Friday, and it looks like there's more victories coming. We'll get back to that in a second, but I want to go to Jeff Surtees. Jeff, a lot going on legally with the American Center for Law and Justice in our offices across the United States, also in Europe. But, Jeff, just give everybody quickly an update on what's going on.
Sure thing, Jordan. Yeah, we are still aggressively pursuing our cases involving pharmacists, nurses, doctors, rights to object based on religious and moral grounds to participating in certain medical procedures, primarily the dispensing of Plan B or the morning after pill. I just returned from a series of depositions in one of our cases. We have another big hearing coming up in early June regarding one of our federal cases. So, and we're getting ready to file suit in Missouri and in Ohio regarding pharmacists who have been disciplined or reprimanded for refusing to dispense the morning after pill. So we are still on the forefront of pushing these very important conscience cases.
Well, and it's interesting, too. I want to go to Drew Ryan because, Drew, another thing that we talked about before the show started today was this abstinence legislation that it looks like the Democrats are going to prevent, especially those on the left, forever coming to a vote in the House, or at least make sure that that does not become law, which is abstinence education in the schools.
Well, one of the side stories to when a party takes over the majority in the House is not necessarily always a frontal assault on issues that we hold dear, but sometimes things are not resurrected or put back into bills, such as funding for abstinent programs. And today we found out that the House and Energy Commerce Commerce Committee is basically, when it comes time to renew the Transitional Medicaid Assistance Program, which has abstinence funding in it, they're simply not going to renew the abstinence funding for a more comprehensive sex education program, a frontal assault on abstinence-based sex education going on right now in the House. It's unbelievable what they're doing right now over there, Jordan.
And, folks, this is why we exist, and this is why this program exists, to tell you everything that's going on so that you're informed about these issues that sometimes don't get reported in the media. We want to hear from you today. Our number, 1-800-684-3110, if you want to speak with us. But this all ties in together with grassroots lobbying reform. And if you don't remember this legislation, folks, let me go through it real quickly. This legislation affects groups like the ACLJ and much smaller groups. Could go down to your church, your local community organization, any group that gets involved in political issues, as well as companies that do marketing, that do internet marketing or advertising. This legislation would affect them. And this is how it works. Instead of fining the organization itself, so instead of the ACLJ being fined $50,000 a quarter for something, the head of the specific program that was some kind of problem with this legislation they're trying to propose. And all that means is that you were talking about issues and asking people to call their congressman or senator and get involved and join petitions. The head of that marketing program, not the actual organization, but the head of it or the person directing the operation. So in this case, it could be my dad. It could be someone else at the ACLJ. It could be someone at your church. It could be your pastor, would individually be fined $50,000. That could happen four times a year if you don't comply correctly with this overly complicated reporting mechanism, turning non-for-profit grassroots organizations as well as corporations who do marketing for them into lobbying firms, having to report like lobbying firms. And most reports and studies have said, you know, you may have to hire 8, 9, 10 more people just to comply with this twice a year reporting. And if you don't do it right, we're talking about $50,000 fines. That's why we've been fighting this so aggressively. That's why groups on the left and the right, and Christian radio, conservative radio, liberal organizations like the ACLU, conservative organizations, have all been fighting against this legislation. We continue the fight. Now, it looks like we've got another victory coming. We had a huge victory last week. But again, folks, we're not going to stop until we know this is over and done with. We want you to join with us. We need to get to 200,000. Call our toll-free number. Join our petition of protest, 877-989-2255. Again, 877-989-2255. You can also go to aclj.org and sign the petition of protest online. Let's go right to the phones. Cam is calling from California on line 3. Cam, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Jordan, good morning.
Thanks, Cam.
I am so scared of what I have heard this past week. I have tried for many times to get on to this. Tell us, what can we do? Because this is a bill that just sounds so scared.
Well, the best thing to do, Cam, is one, is to keep listening to Christian radio and conservative radio, because a lot of this information, I'll go to Drew Ryan on this in a second, doesn't get reported in media really outside of Washington. There are Washington newspapers that talk about what's going on in the House and the Senate that are very localized just to Washington and to staff that work there that discuss these issues. But overwhelmingly, these issues aren't reported a lot in the media, and that's why we try to bring them to you, whether it's this abstinence information that just came out today or what's going on at the House Rules Committee. That's something that doesn't get reported a lot in the news as you're watching cable news during the day, what exactly is going on in House Rules Committee meetings. But it's very important to the issues that we care about. So, Cam, here's the thing. You got to stay informed. That's why you go to aclj.org. You keep listening to Christian radio and this program, conservative radio, and you keep yourself informed on as many of the issues as you can. We try to tell you about as many as we can in 30 minutes a day, Monday through Friday. But also, we want you to stand with us. We're giving you an opportunity. We have Drew and Than in Washington who deliver your names, who deliver those petitions, who are your representative in Washington, D.C., and that's what we've tried to create in our governmental affairs office there. And Drew, when we talk about this, and some people don't understand, but we hand-deliver those petitions to these congressional offices. We take them to the staff there, and to the congressmen, and to the congresswomen, and to the senators, and we make sure that they get this information, and it has an impact. In fact, last week, one of the congressmen on the committee was talking about the impact of the petitions that have been delivered to his office.
Without a doubt, Jordan. You know, it's not just the delivering of the petitions. It's kind of an inside politic game where even Than and I are going in on in small, brief meetings with staff members and sitting down with members, the ACLU team as well. So it's kind of been a tag team. It's been interesting on this issue, the ACLJ and the ACLU. We'll go in and we'll meet with staffers. We will lay out the problems with this Marty Meehan bill. And then we follow up with the petition. We stay in constant contact with them, giving them our memos, which I got to tell you, Eric Zimmerman and the rest of the ACLJ clerks have done a fantastic job. It's putting us a cut above everybody else right now in D.C., Jordan, because of the legal analysis that we are able to deliver to staffers to give them the arguments. What is wrong with the bill? I mean, that is just great information that we're able to hand deliver and basically help formulate the argument. In fact, you know, I just have to say one more time, Jordan, last week in judiciary hearing, when we got the argument on the constitutionality of Marty Meehan's bill, we won. If it had been an argument about disclosure and we had gone down that path, I thought it was a 50-50. But when Chairman John Conyers said this is a constitutional argument, this is a constitutional problem, right then and there, I was like, we've won.
And it's a great victory, folks. We want to keep fighting. As we heard from Theron earlier, you just don't know what's going to happen in these House Rules Committee hearings or what tries to get sneaked in or kind of just added on to something. So we want to make sure the fight continues until we know this is over and we're comfortable telling you that this fight is over and that we've got a 100% victory on this issue. Until then, we want you to join with us. Call that toll-free number. Let's get to 200,000. We're over 190,000 now. 877-989-2255 or aclj.org. Russ is calling from Washington on line 4. Russ, welcome to JSecio Live.
Yes, Jordan, thank you for taking my call.
Thanks, Russ.
Hey, I'm up here in Washington State, which is super liberal. Matter of fact, they should change the name to the People's Republic of Washington. But yesterday I walked into our small regional library in Silverdale, Washington, and Planned Parenthood has a pamphlet that's free birth control for a year in our library. I asked the librarian, who's a nice little lady that works there, and there's nothing she can do. How do I go about getting this removed, please?
Well, let me go to Jeff Surtees, because, Jeff, the better option may be to get literature, it's pro-life literature out, maybe, or something like that. I mean, I know we'd have to, and Russ, hang on the line so we can get your contact information, because that could be the better thing, is to counter it with the information that Russ agrees with. If it's a public forum in an area where people are allowed to put down different pieces of literature and it's public, Jeff, that may be the best way to go.
Yeah, no, sometimes the best way to fight speech with which you disagree is to fight it with your own speech, with opposing speech, with speech that shows why you think that that other speech is incorrect or misguided. Sometimes that's the better option than just censorship. Yeah, the library here, for all we know, might have a policy which allows community organizations to place its literature on tables there in the library for the community to come up and pick up. If that's the case, then Russ is going to he has the right, just as Planned Parenthood would have the right under that policy, to put his literature out there for others to pick up. I think that's probably the best option here, to fight speech with your own speech. But the first thing you need to do is go to the library and find out what the policies are.
And let me tell you something, folks. Speech is exactly what we're talking about when we talk about this grassroots lobbying reform. This is an attempt by some members of Congress. It doesn't even look like a majority of members at this point, though we want to continue fighting. Again, folks, you never know what's going to happen and what these congressmen and women will try to do in Washington to try to get an agenda across. But we have tried to bring this to attention. A number of groups have. We want to make sure that we defeat this. We're comfortable that there has been a victory and that this issue is over and done with, that there will not be this so-called, quote, grassroots lobbying reform, turning groups like the ACLJ and others like your local church into lobbying firms is basically how they would be treated with this legislation, with $50,000 fines levied against your organization's leaders or against marketing companies that do internet websites for these organizations. Folks, that's what we're talking about here. That's why we need you to join our petition of protest. We got to get to 200,000. We want to keep fighting. 877-989-2255 is our toll-free number. Again, 877-989-2255 or aclj.org.
When you choose Regent University, you're choosing to change your life. No one knows the value of an education from Regent more than Jay Sekulow, Chief Counsel of the American Center for Law and Justice. He received a PhD from Regent focusing on the legal history of America.
The program academically is very rigorous, but at the same time, you get the opportunity to interact with some of the best thinkers in the country that are on the faculty at Regent University. It's really, I think, an unprecedented opportunity for students to really get into a discipline deeply.
Regent's graduate studies are just part of the story. Regent's undergraduate program is quickly expanding with classes offered online and on campus. The environment at Regent is noticeably different than that of other universities.
At Regent, we reinforce the positives of your faith commitment. It's more of an enriching environment in that way, and I think that's one of the major distinctives of this university compared with any other.
Learn more about the college program at Regent by visiting regentundergrad.com, or you can call toll-free 1-800-374-4504. At Regent University, we believe in leadership to change the world. On Capitol Hill, the fight intensifies to protect the free speech rights of churches and nonprofit organizations. Thanks to you, we were successful at eliminating troubling language in a Senate bill that would have silenced churches and nonprofits. But now, we need your help again. There's a dangerous bill making headway in the House, a bill that must be rejected. A measure now under consideration in the House redefines lobbyists, a measure that ultimately would penalize churches and nonprofit organizations. That's right, Christian organizations would face a very troubling choice under this legislation. legislation, they would either have to subject themselves to new and intrusive government regulation that's complicated and expensive, or stop speaking out. Stand with the American Center for Law and Justice and make sure this disturbing measure is rejected. This legislation will suppress Christians, silence churches, and stifle Christian organizations. Call now 1-877-989-2255, 1-877-989-2255, or add your name online at aclj.org.
Hey, welcome back to Jay Sekulow Live. It's Jordan Sekulow. We're taking your phone calls, 1-800-684-3110. A lot of phone calls coming in talking about grassroots lobbying reform, the so-called grassroots lobbying reform that would turn organizations like the ACLJ, so many of the organizations you listen to every day on Christian radio and conservative radio and watch on Christian television, into, quote, grassroots lobbying organizations or lobbying firms. That's how they'd be treated in Washington by Congressman Meehan. That's what his legislation is trying to do. Looks like there's a big victory there. And Drew, very quickly, just to tell people, we had a big victory on Friday, and today it looks like so far Congressman Meehan did not introduce this or try to reintroduce this into the House Rules Committee.
That's correct, Jordan. At 10 a.m. this morning, we knew that all the amendments that were going to be considered by the Rules Committee had to be in. I just heard from Republican leadership that he did not submit an amendment to the Rules Committee. However, the Rules Committee does not meet until 3 p.m. today, so there very much still is a chance that, you know, maybe because Marty Meehan is going to become the president of a university, that presidents of universities are exempted from this ban, that maybe the Democrats have decided it's time for somebody else to carry the water. So until we know for sure at the end of today that there's no grassroots language in there, we're not going to stop fighting.
Let's go right to the phones. We got a lot of calls coming in. I want to get back to that, too, about Congressman Meehan and some of his conflict of interest with this legislation. But Peggy is calling from Massachusetts on line one, Congressman Meehan's home state. Peggy, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Yes, about this Meehan amendment, his resignation is effective July 1st.
Right.
So if this doesn't go through until then, or if it's resubmitted and not doesn't go through until then, doesn't it automatically become invalid?
Well, I think that's what we were talking about, Peggy, is that he may be, and at this point, trying to use another person to get this, another congressman or congresswoman, to introduce this legislation because, one, he's leaving. It looks like there could be delays in a lot of legislation right now in the House. And Than Bennett, our Deputy Director of Governmental Affairs, has pointed out there's a kind of a conflict of interest in this legislation, Than, because Congressman Meehan's going on to be a university president in Massachusetts, and universities are completely exempt, even though they're non-for-profits, under this grassroots lobbying reform.
Well, that's right, Jordan. I mean, there are a lot of rules in place for what House members and House staff can accept. For instance, there's a ban on gifts and travel, but there are exemptions to those rules, and state-sponsored institutions are one of the biggest exemptions, and a state university qualifies for that exemption. Guess what? Mr. Meehan's going to be the president of a state-sponsored institution. So he's going to be exempt from a lot of these rules. And I think at the very least, we ought to call on the Democrats to find someone to push this issue forward that doesn't have a conflict of interest.
And that may be, folks, what is going on today in Washington, which is why we're continuing this fight, even though it looks like Congressman Meehan didn't reintroduce it this morning. There could be a whole host of issues going on, as we've just discussed this these last couple minutes. Peggy, thank you for your call. Folks, we need you to join with us. We want to get to 200,000. We're over 190,000 right now. We don't have much more time on this issue. We feel confident about it, but we have got to keep fighting. Again, our toll-free number to join our petition of protest, 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. Or go to aclj.org and sign up online. Denise is calling from Virginia on line three. Denise, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Thank you for taking my call.
Thanks, Denise.
We're part of a board.
Denise, we'll have to come back to you. Looks like you got a problem with your phone. Folks, 1-800-684-3110 is our number. Ursula is calling from Ohio on line six. Ursula, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Yeah, good morning.
Hi, Ursula.
I really want to protest about this deal with these illegal aliens. Back in 2005, I took my citizenship test. I passed my citizenship test. I have not heard from these people. I have called them several times about when am I going to get to take my oath. My mother paid over $4,000 for me to be able to come to the United States when I was 8 years old with a permanent registered alien status. I decided to leave it alone when I found out that I accidentally gave up my German citizenship. Mm-hmm. So I was like, okay, the whole world belongs to God, and I don't have to claim any part of it, and I'm God's child. So, you know, I was happy with that until this 9/11 deal. And now they're talking about taking things away from people that are, you know, registered aliens.
Right. Well, I mean, I think at Ursula, here's the problem, and we have a lot of problems with the immigration bill as well because of what it proposes to do. And it's exactly one of the problems that you discussed, which is people who were here living legally, who went through the real regular process, who've gone through the immigration process and are waiting for your results on the citizenship test and things like that. And it's a long process. And we've talked to many people on this program who have gone through that process and gone about it in a legal way. They've gone about living in the United States in a legal way. And they're really being penalized for what's going on in this legislation that's been introduced. But interesting, Drew, after all of that news about compromise and about how there's going to be this new immigration reform, it has been pushed back at least 2 weeks in the Senate. There's a lot of conflict on both sides of the issue here, on the Democratic and Republican side. And it doesn't look like that legislation compromise that was so much discussed in the news is going to end up being the law at all. It looks like there's a big battle ahead.
Well, if the hot button issue on the House side is lobbying reform and grassroots lobbying, let me tell you, Jordan, right now, the only issue in the Senate right now is this whole immigration debate. And Ursula is exactly right, because what we're going on right now, and we're hearing from these legal immigrants saying, hold it, we went through this process. We had to pay thousands of dollars. We had to wait X number of years. And now we're carving out a special status for potentially 12 million illegals who have come across, who have taken advantage of our financial infrastructure, of welfare programs, and we're going to give them these Y visas, these Z visas, which automatically, and this is what a lot of people are missing, Jordan, when these illegal immigrants, if this immigration reform, as they're calling it, passes through the Senate, when they get a Z visa, they automatically will get a Social Security number. I mean, there are a whole lot of things that are in here that are unbelievable. Right. In fact, we're hearing an argument that yesterday that potentially it's going to be so much easier that those who have come across legally are now going to go back and try and put themselves in illegal status. Yep. Just because it's an easier ride for them to come across the border.
We've heard a lot about the immigration issue. Of course, we've discussed a lot on this program. We will get back to that as soon as this grassroots lobbying reform, which we've been fighting against so hard, is over and done with. And we'll discuss it and go through the legislation more in depth. But folks, we want to get to 200,000, our petition of protest. We're at 190,000. We need to make sure this is just overdone, shut, that we don't have to come back to this. 877-989-2255. That's our toll-free number. Again, 877-989-2255, or go to aclj.org and sign up online. Sue is calling from Ohio on line one. Sue, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Thank you.
Thanks, Sue.
Hi, Jay. I signed the Meehan opposition to the amendment for you, and I understand it's a great idea to stop that amendment, but I have a problem with real lobbying reform. I know some people involved on Capitol Hill in lobbying, and huge fortunes are being made with very little interest in our American way of life.
Well, here's the problem, Sue. I'm sorry to cut you off. We're just running out of time today. But here's the problem. You have real lobbying reform, and then you have this disguised, what they're calling lobbying reform, which is really just penalizing grassroots organizations like the ACLJ, non-for-profit organizations that exist because of their members supporting the organization and getting involved in petitions and taking time out to listen to these programs like Jay Sekulow Live. And they try to call us lobbyists. That's what's been going on in this legislation. And I want to go to Jeff Surtees very quickly. Jeff, we've only got a minute left. But just to tell people, this is an attempt to restrict speech and to stop organizations like the ACLJ.
Absolutely. I mean, our Democratic Republic thrives and has always thrived on grassroots activities. Some of the most significant changes in American history have come about as a result of such grassroots activities. Think of the Civil Rights Movement, for example. To put restrictions on grassroots lobbying, such as the work the ACLJ does, the work Concern for Women for America does, and so forth, focus on the family, would be to restrict the blood flow of our body politic.
And folks, this is why we need you to join with our petition of protest. We only have a couple more days left. We're over 190,000. We want to get to 200,000 names. Call our toll-free number. Let's make sure we keep winning in this battle. 877-989-2255. Again, 877-989-2255 or aclj.org and sign up online.